Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Ah, yes, the familiar sounds that we've dedicated to one Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette. Tied with Jerry DePaula for nicest man in Pittsburgh sports history with Jeff Hathorn a close second.
Hello, Raymond.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We've never been better. We're at Shooters Golf in Wexford today. The place is decked out for St. Patrick's Day. People are already firing golf balls out of these heated bays onto real targets.
We just ran into Dave DeCastro.
He walked in and did a segment with us, Ray.
I heard about that. I asked Matt about it. I didn't even know Dave was living in Pittsburgh, but good for you guys. I'm sure that was a good little interview.
It was fun.
I didn't know we played golf, but here we are, and I love it. All right, Ray, let's start with this. Maybe we'll argue here, maybe we won't. I'm not sure. I'm not quite understanding the composition of the new inside linebacker crew. You have three downhill run stoppers in Landon Roberts, Cole Holcomb, and Mark Robinson. Holcomb's pass coverage numbers are horrific over the course of his career. All you need to know, he's allowed a passer rating of 103, 135 catches on 180 targets, 1,200 yards, and 8 touchdowns. To me, all these guys fit the same profile. And let me extend this question, Ray, to make it unusually long, and tell you that, they're just going to be first or second down guys. But this isn't 1973. The Bengals throw the ball 60% of the time on first down. Bengals, Ravens, and Browns all throw it between 50 and 60 or more on second down. There's no such thing anymore. What's happening here? What do you think of the composition of the inside linebackers, and do they need somebody who can play the pass?
Well, I think first and foremost, Joe, I think they're trying to figure it out. I mean, I detailed in a story earlier this week how it's been a real struggle for them to figure out the middle of their defense, and we'll see if this is any better. You describe Holcomb as a downhill guy. I mean, he ran a 4.47 at his pro day. I think of all the guys in that room right now, I think he's the best candidate to be a three-down linebacker, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to be any better than Miles Jack or Mark Barron or Jonathan Bostic, because we don't know that yet. It's still out there. Terrell Edmonds hasn't signed yet. When you talk about pass coverage linebackers, I mean, Edmonds has played that role as a quote-unquote dime linebacker in the past. So there are ways they can scheme that up if they have Edmonds or a guy like Edmonds. But, I mean, for the most part, I agree with you, Joe. It's been a struggle, and I think – we'll see if this is any different, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you today that these are great signings. I think both Holcomb and Roberts have to come in and improve themselves on this defense.
Ray, what signings do you like best here? Which ones don't you like? Joe and I weren't enamored given Ogunjobi, that term and that money. Just seems like his body is breaking down, although when he's in there, he's terrific. Which ones do you like? Which ones do you not like of these moves in the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, the Ogunjobi one, this isn't a deep class for free agent defensive linemen. I think when that happens and there aren't a lot of great options, I think you kind of go back to what you know, and there's no way the Steelers would have signed off on that signing unless they knew from their doctors and their training staff that, you know, they can get Ogunjobi through this season and likely more. He's 29, you know, kind of right in that prime area of his career. So you think at least for two more years that if he's healthy, that would be a good signing. I think an under-the-radar signing, and I wrote about him this morning, is Nate Herbig. He's in here on a two-year deal worth $8 million, started 28 games with the Eagles and the Jets over the last 2 years, a run game mauler. So whether he's your top backup interior offensive lineman or whether he's a starter, which I think is probably trending that way over Kevin Dotson, I think it just speaks to Omar Khan and Andy Weidel continuing, you know, to rebuild that offensive line. You know, the first phase happened last season, you know, with James Daniels and Mason Cole coming on board, and now Herbig and likely a draft pick or two off on the offensive line. I think it tells you, even though that group took some strides last season to make some improvements, I think there's much more work to be done, and I think that signing speaks to that. And again, whether he's a depth guy, which was very much needed, because, you know, JC Hassenauer was okay in that role, but not great. But whether he's that depth guy or whether he's your starter at left guard, you know, I think by midseason, I think we'll look back on that and say, gee, you know, that was a pretty good signing by those guys.
Ray, were you there for him yesterday? I heard he put on quite a show. He seems like a character.
He's a character. He's Hawaiian, man. He talks like Hawaii, and he's all about football. And he went to St. Louis High School. They have 18 guys who have played in the NFL. Christian Fuamatu Ma'afala played there. Tyson Alulu played there. Tua played there. Marcus Mariota played there. So it's a football factory. Football is important in Hawaii. If you were in that room yesterday, if you happened to see that, you know, stream live by the Steelers, you just walked away knowing that guy is going to be great in the locker room. He's going to be great for that building. He's just a guy who's all about football. And, you know, if you know anything about Andy Weidel, those are the types of guys he's attracted to.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. He's on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Nemecolon around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. And this March, make your tournament bets go farther with BetQL, now available free for 2 months. Unlock expert betting trends, projected best bets, and more. To unlock your two-month free trial, simply sign in and follow 93.7 The Fan in the Odyssey app. Download Odyssey today to get started. All right, Ray, put your teacher's hat on. Give me grades on some of these signings. We can make this short and sweet if you'd like. Let's start with Patrick Peterson and Ogunjobi.
Okay, I will give Peterson a B. You know, I think it's a good one-year rental, but you didn't really solve anything long-term when it comes to that room. But again, I think we've talked about it from week to week. That's what the draft is for, great class of corners, so they will address that. You know, Ogunjobi, a B or a B-minus. I mean, I'm kind of with you on the health thing, but I think when he's a good player, when he's healthy, I think he's a good player.
Ray, how about letting Sutton go? What kind of grade do you give that? And is Peterson better than Sutton at this point in the game?
Well, I don't know that, but they're getting Peterson for half the price. And I think sometimes some teams will, I don't want to say overpay for guys, but maybe overvalue guys, or maybe that's just the nature of free agency. And I think Cam Sutton is a terrific number two corner. But Ron, I don't know if I would commit to paying him $11 million a year. You know, I think those guys, I mean, again, he earned that salary. He's getting paid that, but I don't know if the value is there for me. So letting him go, that versatility is really, they're going to miss that. They're going to have to address that in the draft. So I'm not saying it's not a big deal. I think it is. I just don't know if I would pay him the kind of money the Lions are going to pay him.
How about the Bengals getting Orlando Brown, Ray? He was a guy, I just watched Florio say this is an incredible bargain for them. It's about $16 million a year. It's a $31 million guarantee, but it's hardly, like, prohibitive. I mean, they're paying Deontay Johnson more than they would have paid Orlando Brown, for God's sakes, and he would have solved your left tackle issue for, well, for 4 years anyway. He's 26 years old.
It sounds like it's an incrinculant deal, Joe.
Ray, you agree with that?
Incrinculant.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Orlando Brown is a good player. You know, some teams, I think his issue in free agency, from what I've heard, is people wanted to pay him as a right tackle and put him at right tackle, and, you know, he wants to follow in his father's footsteps and be a left tackle. And that was very important to him. And the Bengals were willing to do that, and, you know, they were willing to give him a nice contract. Like I said, he's a good player, Joe. I think he would be an upgrade over Dan Moore, but I don't think he's Anthony Munoz either, if you get my gist here. So, you know, I think that's an upgrade for the Bengals over Jonah Williams, who didn't pan out after being a first-round pick. I think they did upgrade there, but, you know, the Steelers are probably going to get an offensive tackle in the draft. I think that's becoming I don't want to say clear, because if they don't get their guy in the first round, I don't think they're going to reach for a guy. But if one of those top three left tackles is there at 17, I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers pulled the trigger on that.
Ray, it's St. Patty's Day. It's March 17th. We still got the draft to go. But as of right this second, are the Steelers a better team now than the one that finished the season?
I don't know if you could say that. I mean, I think free agency to this point, and we'll see how it goes during the season, but pretty much a wash. Like, they didn't go out and spend crazy to absolutely upgrade one position. They kind of, like, swapped some guys out for other guys, and, you know, we'll have to see how those go. I think the real improvement for the Steelers in the coming season, Ron, I think will be made on offense. And if you look at what they've done so far on defense, you know, what they've done in free agency, it's been mostly on the defensive side of the ball and just filling in holes and taking care of what they have to take care of over there. For me, Ron, this season, 2023 for the Steelers, it's all about offense, and those guys are established. Those guys are going into year two, year three. It's a young core, and I think just by having that experience from last season, and for Najee, and for some of those other guys who were here the year before, they're going to take those incremental steps to getting better. And I think that's where you're going to see the improvement. I think the Steelers defense, we knew all along that was going to be the focal point of this team. Any strides they make in 2023, I think the offense is going to be the reason.
Ron, would you like to ask Ray another in-depth question, or may I go to free association?
You know what? I live for free association. Let's do that.
To the point.
Now, if Ray follows the rules.
Yeah, he has a little trouble, whereas I don't know if you caught the Ben and Mike Tomlin podcast the other day. Ben borrowed my idea, I feel like, at the end, and had Tomlin do free association, and Tomlin was right on it, Ray.
He followed the rules, Ray.
It was perfect. It was great. You have always bucked the rules. I think you resent the segment, do you?
I don't resent the segment. It's just hard sometimes to give clear answers to your questions. But I will follow in Mike's direction, and I will play by the rules this week.
Did you happen to see the Ben podcast?
I saw clips of it. I didn't sit down and watch the whole thing, but I saw clips.
I wrote about it for Sunday, Ray. I thought it was tremendous. You see sides of Tomlin with Ryan Clark and with Ben that you just don't see otherwise, you know?
Yeah, he's certainly not that way with us, is he?
No, he is not. Go ahead, Joe. Take it away.
Derek Watt will be here next season.
No.
Benny Snell Football will be here next season.
No.
Chukwuma Okorafor will finish his contract here, which at this point seems to be a year-to-year proposition with, I don't know, 3 or 4 years left.
That's a tough one. I'll say no.
Dan Moore will start at left tackle in the season opener.
Ooh. I'll say yes.
First two positions in the draft that the Steelers take will be what? I don't even need names, Ray. I need positions.
You want it in order?
Sure.
Defensive line, corner.
Mason, the Steelers view Mason Cole, still in his mid-20s, as a viable long-term option at center.
I think he's good, but no.
Terrell Edmonds will be here.
No.
Can I jump in with one?
Please, yeah.
Opening day of training camp, will Bud Dupree be with the Steelers?
Mm.
If he accepts, you know, mid-tier
free
agent
money? That
isn't
what we ask, Ray. We want a yes or a no.
And this is what I'm talking about. Yes, how's that?
Okay.
Bud Dupree will be a Steeler if they only pay him $3.5
million. Yes.
DeMarvin Leal will take a giant step forward next year.
Yes.
How do you define giant, Joe?
Bigger than big, but not, I don't know how
Ray,
I define
Ray
giant.
Ray wanted to ask
Ron.
That. He wanted to ask
if he
that,
takes
but
a
he
giant
afraid.
Step, he'll be an every down player and be dominating.
Well, I don't think he's going to turn into Bruce Smith. Do you think he'll be a regular? Do you think he'll be a standout player next year?
There you go.
Well,
do you like that,
Ron? he doesn't have a position, so I don't know that he's going to be a starter. But I, to your point, Joe, I think he's going to be his role is going to grow, and I think he has a chance to be a big time contributor for them next year.
In what capacity? What do you mean he doesn't have a position? Is he a pass rusher? Is he an interior guy? Can he do both? Like, in what capacity will he make an impact here?
They're going to move him around, Joe. He's not your prototypical five technique. He's not an outside linebacker, but he kind of plays that, you know, you hear it called like an elephant position around the league. He's kind of like a tweener, but those guys have roles, and those guys don't have to be starters, but they can still be very effective players.
He's an elephant tweener, Ron. Not an elephant trainer, an elephant tweener.
An elephant tweener.
Derek Watt, you said, will not be here. I'm very curious about that, Ray. If you were running the Steelers, would it be a consideration at all to keeping TJ Watt, the best player on your team, happy by keeping Derek Watt here? Would that be at all, you know, a tiebreaker? I'm not saying that would be the primary reason.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they've done that for the last 3 years, and, I mean, you can't just have guys on the team if they're not contributing. And that's not saying I think Derek Watt is a bad player, but he's getting older. He wasn't nearly as effective on special teams as he was when they first signed him. So, I think eventually you have to upgrade. But, listen, if Derek Watt wants to come back for the league minimum and, you know, he could fill the same role he has in recent years, that would be fine. But I'm not going to pay him $3.5 million a year like they have been either.
Thank you, Ray.
I have one more.
Please.
How is Aaron Rodgers going to do with the Jets if the deal indeed gets done? This is a team that directly impacts the Steelers, right? I mean, they're going for a wild card spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think he improves them, you know, probably a game or two. So, I think they were on the fringe of the playoffs like the Steelers were. So, I think... Yeah, that makes that division much more competitive, and I think that's going to make that wild card race much more competitive as well.
Well, the other big quarterback story, what's going to happen with Lamar? Is he going to hold out, you think, and show up the Monday before the first game, or what?
I don't know. You would think some team out there would step up and trade for him. It doesn't seem like the Ravens really want him. It seems like they want to move on, to be quite honest, but no team has stepped up to want him either. I think him wanting Deshaun Watson money is just complicating all of this. And if he doesn't come down from that, I don't know who he's going to play for in 2023.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Raymond. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Talk to you next week.
Don't you love Raymond?
He seemed to take offense at the DeMarvin Leal question.
Everybody loves Raymond.
And then he called him an elephant tweener.
Everybody loves Raymond.
All right.
Joe, I can't get over watching this guy on this simulator back there.
They have everything
back
there.
Now, you've been back there.
Yes, I have. They'll take a look at how far off your club face was on a given swing. That's how finely tuned they are back there, Ron. And that's just the simulator back there. To my right, people are shooting out onto real targets. Do you see that, Dr. Kornfetter? Are you impressed by that?
Yeah, it looks like they have two floors out there that you can
two floors of bays and then real targets. If you can drive it 250, 300, 3, whatever you got, you can watch it sail.
Is there a bay below us?
Yeah, there's two bays, yeah. We should go visit DeCastro and bother him.
I looked for him. I didn't see him.
He's on the lower bay. He's keeping a low profile.
You can go from.
He's literally keeping a low profile.
There's steps here outside that you can go down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Kornfetter's been there. You going to order food, Corny?
Oh, dude, have you had the buffalo chicken dip here before?
No. Have you, Ron?
No.
So do you want to try it with me?
I might get something else.
We've never gone that exotic when we've been out together, right? We've never tried buffalo chicken dip.
That smash burger was pretty good the last time we were here. Can we talk a little hockey at some point?
Of course.
That game last night I thought was a step forward for Jari.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we'll definitely talk hockey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.